1280 AM WPFP. Translator W276 DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. An inferno this morning at the Haneda Airport in Tokyo. A Japan Airlines plane caught fire after hitting a Coast Guard plane and crash landing at the airport overnight. Five Coast Guard members were killed, but everyone on the Japan Airlines plane survived. In the U.S., a fiery crash between two SUVs and a crowd outside the Kodak Center in Rochester, New York, overnight on New Year's Day. Three people killed. A Ford Expedition involved, loaded with at least a dozen gas cans, blew up.
We're told the driver of the Ford Expedition has died of his injuries overnight. Police have been conducting searches as they work to find out more, because the nagging question this morning, why would someone rent a giant SUV, fill it with gas cans, and then drive toward this crowded theater?
ABC's Aaron Katursky. It's back to work today for many after the New Year's holiday, but Congress has another week off with funding for Ukraine, the migrant crisis at the southern border, and a partial government shutdown all on the table. This is ABC News. Israel today promising to defend itself against charges of genocide brought by South Africa in the World Court, the charges over the war in Gaza. The Supreme Court in Israel, in an 8-7 decision, striking down proposals pushed by the prime minister targeting the country's courts.
It's a decisive blow to efforts by Prime Minister Netanyahu to significantly weaken the courts here. In her majority opinion, the outgoing president of the court, Justice Esther Hayut, arguing the law harms Israel's democratic character, damaging the separation of powers and the rule of law.
ABC's Jordana Miller in Jerusalem. Last year, tens of thousands protested repeatedly against the law. And then there were two. College football's national championship game is set with Michigan beating Alabama and Washington topping Texas. Washington quarterback Michael Penix Jr.
We're going to celebrate this win, you know, but we're going to have a quick turnaround. You got to be ready for the national championship.
Michigan now plays Washington for the championship next Monday night. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Respiratory viruses are on the rise. Officials say wastewater analysis shows more COVID-19 in the environment than this time last year. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says respiratory illnesses may be rising because fewer people are getting vaccinated. Health officials expect to see numbers rise even higher after Christmas and New Year's celebrations. New higher sales taxes are in effect in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. Local officials voted for the increases last summer as part of a deal to increase the amount of shared revenue that state government returns to local communities. Combined with the state's 5% sales tax, consumers in Milwaukee are paying 7.9% in sales taxes, and the rest of Milwaukee County, it's 5.9%. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Pacers snapped the Bucks' winning streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Pacers beat the Bucks 122-113. That snapped a 15-game winning streak at home for Milwaukee. Giannis had 30 points, but Damian Lillard hit only 3 of 16 shots from the floor.
It's part of the game. You know, I think that's the first thing. Sometimes you just, the ball doesn't go in. I thought tonight, as somebody who shoots the ball, I felt like a lot, they were all going in.
The Bucks play the Pacers again Wednesday in Indianapolis. College football. Wisconsin loses to LSU in the ReliaQuest Bowl, 35-31. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
This hurts. I think we had every opportunity. Our guys did about everything they could to put us in a position that that this is what we wanted. We wanted an opportunity to get this thing to the fourth quarter and find a way to finish. And that's probably been as big of our Achilles heel all year. You know, starting fast was one of those things that we hadn't done well all year, and finishing is the other one.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Should I stay or should I go now?
Playing what we want.
Troubles and doubts. Offering a course on Taylor Swift next semester. Unfortunately, Jack FM's already signed up for the course on Bad Bunny.
Of mountaintops with him on top. Let me I'm stuck on the freeway. I got a flat tire. Bring your jack. Jack.
Yeah. dash one for commercials or two for a Hanson triple play.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Ordinary tissues can leave you with a red nose, so choose Puffs Plus Lotion for all of your blows. Puffs have lotion to soothe sensitive skin, so you can wipe without wincing. It's a win-win. Puffs have cushiony thickness, which brings relief too, so the days of sore red noses are gone and through. When you're after soothing softness, a nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Start learning a new language today at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WishCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. Daytime highs approaching 31 today under overcast skies, west winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, slight chance of snow, lows level off around 21. High temperatures reach up to 25 tomorrow, overcast skies. Partly cloudy Thursday with a high of 23. 27 Friday. Taking a look at the long range, 31 Saturday, 30 Sunday, and 29 on Monday. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 23 degrees.
This bunch of songs on Jack FM is guaranteed extra bunchy.
lies.
One Jack FM. She's got it all. She's
Where's the moon don't hang quite as high as it used to. And she only sleeps when it's raining. And she screams, and her voice is straining. She says, baby, when it's 3 a.m., I must be lonely. We have them, she says, baby, yeah. Well, I can't help but be scared of it all. Away, I believe this. She believes that life is made up of all that she used to. Clock on the wall has been stuck at 3 for days and days. She thinks that happiness is a map that sits on her doorway. But outside, it stopped raining. She says, baby, well, it's 3 a.m., I must be lonely. Be scared of it all sometimes. Memories gonna wash away. I believe this. When it's 3 a.m., I must be lonely. We have a Jesus, baby. Well, I can't help but be scared of it all sometimes.
Jack FM saw that wasabi improves memory, and it's also supposed to improve memory.
do we go now? Where do we go? Where do we go? Where do we go now?
Where do we go now? Where do we go?
Sweet child.
Say you don't like Jack FM, but your polygraph results suggest otherwise.
This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either. This is L.A.
All I want to do is have a little fun before I die. There's a man next to me out of nowhere. It's apropos of nothing. He says his name. Buddy. And he's plain ugly to me.
Hey, Jack. What do you got to do me on tech for, man?
Second, while Jag FM turns ourselves off and on again.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. Daytime highs approaching 31 today under overcast skies, west winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, slight chance of snow, lows level off around 21. High temperatures reach up to 25 tomorrow, overcast skies. Partly cloudy Thursday with a high of 23. 27 Friday. Taking a look at the long range, 31 Saturday, 30 Sunday, and 29 on Monday. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 23 degrees.
Today's Title Town Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a super bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar. Saturday, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Titletown Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
The Packers have another day off today following their 33-10 win over the Vikings at U.S. Bank Stadium on Sunday night. Packers made a roster move yesterday, signing Bo Melton to the active roster for the rest of the season. Melton had been a practice squad call-up for the last 3 weeks. Then, after becoming the first Packers receiver to hit 100 yards receiving the season, he earned the active spot the rest of the way.
It means a lot to me, you know. I just love, you know, competing. Love coming out here with my guys. Just competing every day, no matter what position I'm in, you know. So 100 yards means a lot to me. I know, I think the line, quarterbacks, everybody.
Melton finished with 6 catches for 105 yards and a touchdown. Quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, I talk about it all the time. It's always a next man up mentality. And Bo's been a guy who's been working every week, even when he's not been in the role. He's working on scout team, trying to find ways to get better. And it's not a surprise to anybody why he goes out there and does what he does. So he did a lot of good things. But same with the other guys.
I'll have more after this.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The Packers can lock up a spot in the postseason with a victory at home against the Bears on Sunday.
We also understand what we have in front of us, and it really means nothing unless we take care of business next week. And in Lambeau, we were in a similar situation a year ago and couldn't get it done. So we know it's going to be a tremendous challenge. I think Chicago is as improved as any team when you look at them from week one to where they are now.
It's Packers coach Matt LaFleur. I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
103.1.
Jack Crazy. FM. Crazy delicious.
Days go by, glycerin.
for a mile.